Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Brian, feel free to take us through today's town board meeting and what's expected of this meeting today.
Sure. With town law, town supervisors prepare the budgets. I did that, and I got it to my board a week before the mandated deadline of September 30th. For the last month, the town board has been taking a look at that, and today they're going to be discussing some of the changes they may want to the budget.
So you're not expecting a vote today with the budget?
No, we're calling for a public hearing on the budget this coming Tuesday, October 28th.
Okay. What are you expecting for changes and just what may be on the docket here as today comes along and then, you know, as it prepares for a vote?
I'm not certain. I did make some possible recommendations that if the goal is to get through this year without exceeding the tax cap, they can drain more of the reserve funds, they can decrease appropriations, they can cut services. There's a couple of other options they have. They can get really aggressive on revenue forecasts and risk us coming to shortfalls on those.
What have you heard from the public already from, I know it's a 7.6% increase in the tax levy. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've had some people already approach you or come to these meetings and express, what are some of the big concerns or talking points?
I think folks are prioritized about public safety. They want to make sure the dollars are still in the budget for that and that we're meeting the needs there. A lot of folks want to maintain services. This is a budget that would maintain services. We do have some folks that say maybe we don't need to do this or do that, but we're facing an issue where folks like the services that the town provides. The town is a service provider. Again, my budget is a budget that continues the services that we have now. And those that are talking about cuts, you know, I'll give you a case in point, our yard waste service. By a 4-to-1 margin of an unofficial poll, over 1,000 respondents, over 70% of people wanted to keep that going. And that's, if you go to our youth services, our senior services, what we do in our parks, I think you're gonna see the same pattern emerge.
So what's your, go ahead.
A couple of questions. The uncertainty of the Galleria Mall, how does that play a role in the budget planning process?
The value of the mall has been going down over the last 6-7 years in terms of assessed value. So we've already absorbed that, in my view. So that's not a big role in this process, in the budget process. I do have money in this budget to add staffing to our planning department so we can be more proactive in redevelopment. Let me say that again. I do have money in the budget to where we can be more proactive in redevelopment. So it plays a role, but it's not the elephant in the room, so to speak. The elephant in the room is that our costs are compounding faster than the revenues we're bringing in. Two budgets written by my predecessor. We increased spending by $5 million and the taxes only went up in the tax levy by $3,000. You can't use a used car sale to cover $5 million in new expenses. It just doesn't work.
Public hearing scheduled is post-election day. Has anyone been critical of that? Because, you know, it seems like let's do election day and then drop, you know, hear from our constituents.
You know, I got them a budget a week early. They've had a month. They did not want to go to public hearing for the tax cap in January. They didn't want to go at the last meeting. I'm frustrated by that, quite frankly. My job is to work with my colleagues on the board. I don't think this is the way to do things. We should have had a public hearing coming up on October 28th.
And what's your message for the public as they, you know, continue to hear from you, the town board, and kind of process this whole thing?
I'm going to continue to do town hall meetings. I'm going to continue to lead on these things. When I was elected supervisor, we had an ice storm. I had a baby. And then I told folks we were in a bad financial situation as a town. I'm going to continue to get out front on these things, listen to the people that I work for, and do everything I can to make sure they understand what I understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.